This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 580. Ain't using idioms for IELTS?
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll learn how to break the ain't rule and get three impressive idioms for your next IELTS speaking exam.
Hey, Jessica, how you doing?
I am doing great. It's a beautiful summer day here. It was so crazy. Like, we've had spring and summer weather, and then on Sunday afternoon, we had a hailstorm.
Oh, and really?
The hail was like not little tiny chunks. These were like huge pieces of ice.
Oh,
wow.
It
was the weirdest storm.
That's so bizarre. That's kind of unexpected. Unexpected in June, right? I wouldn't expect that in Oregon
no.
in June.
I know. And it like, I had some seedling plants that I'd replanted a couple weeks before. And this hail just like tore off all the leaves. It was a very sad day for my baby garden.
No.
It's all right. That should be like the last weird thing. And now it'll just be summer. How are you, Lindsay?
Yeah.
How was your weekend?
Oh, it was good. I went to a Red Sox game and that was pretty fun. The Red Sox won and we were in the bleachers, which is the way back in the back of the field where you get the sunshine on you. And it was
cool. Fun.
We had a good time. Yeah, good time. Good times. Good times. You know, it's
That's
always fun
awesome.
To just participate in what makes your city typical, right? I kind of like doing that once in a while. Like, I used to kind of overlook that, like, sports. I don't care about baseball. But now I'm kind of more tuned to like, what does make Boston special? And in some ways, it kind of is like baseball and a
totally.
Few other things. So why not enjoy those things while I'm here, you know? So,
no, for sure. For sure. Boston is a huge sports town, like deeply passionate about their teams, right?
Yes. And we have a lot of rivalries. We have a big rivalry with New York, the Yankees, New York Yankees.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Ooh, that would be a good game to go to.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
That'd be huge. Those tickets would be pricey.
Oh, I bet. I know. It's funny. I didn't realize that like ticket prices were different until I was trying to get like some Blazers tickets.
Yeah.
For the Portland Trail Blazers, and when it was against a good team like the Warriors or something, it's $100. Yeah. And if it's against a team nobody cares about, it's like 10. I like it's hugely different prices.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, that's funny.
Okay, so guys, we had an awesome question about an idiom from one of our Three Keys students that we're going to talk about today, and we're going to give you two additional idioms to this that you guys could use on your speaking exam, and actually, two of them are formal enough to use in writing as well. So the three idioms today, guys, are definitely useful for your vocabulary scores. Remember, in order to get a 7 or higher for vocab, you have to show interesting idiomatic language.
Yeah.
And in writing as well, it has to be interesting and flexible, and to some extent, idiomatic, but still formal. So really pay attention today, guys, because these phrases are useful.
Yeah, I love that. So what was the student's question? Why don't we read out the question and then we'll answer it directly?
All right, perfect. So she says, is it appropriate to use the ain't form in speaking? For example, I like the expression, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But I'm afraid that it may be considered a grammar mistake. I love this question.
What a cool question.
It's so good. What do you think? What's your first idea about this? Is this good for speaking?
Well, my first idea is that, you know, we just said that we need idiomatic phrases, right? The examiner needs to know that we are used in certain parts of the exam. It could be great because it is casual idiomatic language that your average student would never know if it's used as a phrase.
Exactly. That's, yeah, exactly. As long as that ain't, yes, ain't is grammatically atrocious. It's horrible. Never say it unless it's in this idiom.
Exactly. That's the key.
I don't think I've never said ain't in my entire life. My mom was like super, you know, grammarian.
Oh my gosh. Speaking of that, actually, we did a whole episode on ain't on All Ears English, I think.
Oh,
we talked about the ins and outs and why you should avoid it. Let me see if I can quickly just pull up that episode for you guys. So if you are using the app at allearsenglish.com/bonuses, you'll be able to pull it out, but it's 871. You could go to the All Ears English podcast and look at episode 871. But yeah, your mom didn't allow you to use it. I understand why.
Yeah. Oh, heck no. It sounds terrible.
No.
I mean, I'm sure, listeners, I'm sure this is true in your first language as well. I mean, you are perceived as being more educated and you get more respect if you are speaking properly using correct grammar. This is true anywhere, right? And so on the test, definitely don't say ain't, but this is a huge exception because this idiom is awesome. And I mean, if I even say it, guys, and I'm like super picky about grammar, this is appropriate for speaking part one or part two. Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. How much time are you spending preparing for the IELTS exam? Are you sure that you're putting the effort where you need to? Get into the 3 Keys IELTS Success System, guys. Then you are guaranteed that your work will pay off with higher IELTS scores. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
And I think one thing to note is that if you're worried that the examiner won't pick up on the fact that it is part of a phrase, like maybe the examiner is a do we have non-native speaking examiners sometimes occasionally or no?
There are some, but they have to fulfill the same requirements as native speakers in order to do that. Yeah.
So I'm thinking like maybe occasionally, rarely you might run into an examiner that you're worried they might not know it is actually a phrase. So you could say something like, oh, you know what they say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Something like that. You could lead into it with a leader, like an opener. Right?
Yeah, totally. That's what I told this student in Facebook as well.
Okay,
I said it would be good to introduce it by saying, I know this isn't grammatically correct, but as the saying goes, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yes, perfect.
Exactly. Yeah, totally. I think introducing it like that just adds to the vocabulary flexibility and the grammar score, right?
Totally.
It's all tied together. This could be exploited in a number of ways to be impressive.
So cool.
So we thought of a couple other idioms we could teach you guys today as well. Lately on the show, in talking about writing templates, I've heard myself say the phrase, don't reinvent the wheel, or you don't need to reinvent the wheel. And I haven't really explained it too much, but I've mentioned it a couple times lately. So, Lindsay, do you use this idiom ever?
I say it to myself a lot, for sure.
That's awesome. Like, how?
Well, just kind of berating myself. Like, don't try to start from scratch on everything. You know, like, find a model, find a template, find something you've done or someone else has done before and work off of that. Don't think you have to, you know, it's not that all the value comes from things that are brand new, started from the ground up. You know?
Exactly. Well, I think that's a danger of being, having this like perfectionist type personality that I think you and I share is that like, it's really hard. I'm pretty sure it's true for you too. It's hard for me to let other people do stuff.
Yeah.
Like if it's a project or whatever, I'm just like, no, I want to do it all myself from the beginning. I'm just going to make it all, do everything myself. And so that is a danger of having that mentality is like, we do want to reinvent the wheel sometimes because we think our wheel's going to be better.
Yeah. And that'll bring you to success to a certain level. But once you want to get beyond that, you'll be stuck, right? So we get stuck.
Yeah.
We can't reach certain certain levels of success if we can't let other people do things for us. It's so true.
Exactly, guys. So this phrase comes in handy in your IELTS preparation, guys. This should govern the way you are preparing. You don't have to start from scratch. There are 1,000 different IELTS websites and 1,000,000 different pieces of advice out there. You guys don't have to cobble together and invent your own strategies. No, 3 Keys IELTS has done all of that work for you. How much time do you have in your life to study for IELTS and prepare? Not tons. Okay. So let us do what we have done and help you this far in 3 Keys IELTS, and then you could put in the work you have to.
Exactly. Exactly. And go over to allersenglish.com/KEYS to check that out, guys. But let's go into the next phrase. There's one more. And actually, this next one can include ain't as well. I've heard it included that way. Yeah. So interesting. Yeah.
I wouldn't say it, but yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah. So I would say it's not rocket science.
Exactly. And I've heard it being said, it ain't rocket science. Like, I've heard that
interesting.
Before. Interesting. Okay. For sure. I mean, you don't have to say it that way. And again, it would be part of the phrase. It would be acceptable. So really interesting.
So you could definitely use this on the speaking exam, guys. You could even use it in writing task too. Anything about education or invention, innovation, technology, anything that is a no-brainer. That's another idiom that I think we've mentioned on the show before. Something is a no-brainer. So if you're answering a question about, you know, buying, whether or not you buy organic food or something, you could say like, well, I have actually started to focus more on buying organic food, more like farm to table type mentality, because pesticides and chemicals are really detrimental to our health, and maybe it like makes changes to our brain. So you know what? It's not rocket science. Just spend a little bit more and get healthier food.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of a no-brainer.
That's awesome. So guys, you should choose one of these phrases today. I think if it ain't broke, don't fix it. I think you guys should really try and incorporate that in a conversation, either with someone else or just talking to yourself, but incorporate that in your spoken English today, guys. I'm challenging you, but do include it in the phrase. I know this isn't grammatically correct, but as they say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah. And that's really going to raise the eyebrows of the examiner, right? Because the examiner will have seen so many students using average words, average phrases, everyday student phrases. And then you come in with this awesome phrase that makes it sound like you just came off the street of New York, right?
Totally.
And there you go. You're on your way to your 7. Awesome.
You know what? I don't think we actually gave an example of how to use it. So let me just throw one out real fast. So in speaking part one, if you're asked about your job, because that happens a lot, right?
Yeah.
And there's sometimes questions like, how will your job change in the future? Or do you think you will look for a different job in the future? And you could say something like, you know what? My job is rad. I love the people I work with. I'm happy with the tasks that I get to do. It's very fulfilling. Mm-hmm. So no, I'm not going to look for another job. I mean, you know, as the saying goes, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Exactly. Yeah, that's perfect. So it's like things that are going well already, why change? Right?
Exactly. Yeah. So it is very positive. Yeah. All right.
So good.
Cool. We got it.
So good. So good. This is great. And this really answered the question well, right? Can we use these kinds of phrases that we know are wrong? But I guess in the end, if it's in that phrase and we make it very clear that we're grabbing a phrase from native speakers, it's okay. Love it.
You know what? Yeah. If you understand what rules you can break, that is high level. That's native, right? Yeah.
Love it. All right.
Awesome. All right, Lindsay. Thanks for talking about these idioms today.
It's been fun. I love idioms. It makes life and more colorful, more fun. More fun to speak, you know, speak the language, articulate and connect. Love it.
Totally,
all right.
For sure.
So guys, to get more information on our system, our 3 Keys IELTS success system, go to allersenglish.com/KEYS and get in today.
Awesome. All right, Lindsay, have a good rest of the day.
All right, you too. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.